You working men of England, one moment now attend, while I unfold the treatment of the poor upon this land. For nowadays the factory lords have brought the labour low, and daily are contriving plans to prove our overthrow. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. There's different parts in Ireland, it's true what I do state. There's hundreds that are starving, for they can't get food to eat. And if they go on to the rich to ask them for relief, they bang their door all in their face as if they were a thief. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. Alas, how altered are the times, rich men despise the poor and pay them off without remorse, quite scornful at their door. And if a man is out of work, his parish pay is small, enough to starve himself and wife, his children and all. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. So to conclude and finish these few verses I have made, I hope to see before it's long men for their labour paid. Then we'll rejoice with heart and voice and banish all our woes. Before we do, old England must pay us what she owes. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town.